Morning, everyone. Making sure this is working. You hear me? Awesome. Very excited to be here this morning. It's actually my fourth Techsy talk. We used to call it Planner Tech. For how many people? It's the fourth one. Third one? Okay, thank you for keep coming back. I'm going to talk today about the evolution of event planning, and then I'm going to give an example of what's going on now and how we helped one of our customers achieve event success. Max talked before about body language, and you're going to see my elbow like that. It's not because I'm closed, I promise, it's because I broke my elbow 2 weeks ago. Usually I use both of my hands. Okay, how many of you saw this image in the past? I decided to start with this because I think it's a great example of the shift that happened with technology at events in the past 10 years. So this is 2005, Pope Benedict's inauguration ceremony. It's an event, right? And this is after 8 years. I think this is amazing. And it's not an anomaly, right? This is reality. Even if you look now on what's going on here, everyone is on their phones and on their laptops. And I want to share with you some stats to make it even more impactful. In 2000, 46% of adults in the U.S. used the internet. And in 2014, it was 87%. Probably now it's much, much higher. And talking about events and on-site, 35% of attendees text or tweet during an event. How many of you have already sent an email since we started the agenda here? Yeah. This is what you need to deal with. 81% check their email, 35%, as I mentioned before, tweet, and 83% of young professionals who attend trade shows said free Wi-Fi is essential, right? And I think what it means that adopting technology at events is not something that is a nice to have anymore. It's a necessity. And if you do not embrace it, you're going to lose your audience. You're losing your audience. It will affect what we talked before at the previous session about attendee satisfaction. Now let's go a little bit back in time and talk about the evolution of event planning and the graph of technology adoption. So probably not that long ago, 10, 15 years ago, most processes were manual. We used to send snail mails, we used to call people. Maybe we started working with spreadsheets a little bit. We checked people at the door with pen and paper for sure. Then we started to adopt some technology to all kinds of verticals. All kinds of great companies came and suddenly launched a ticketing platform. WordPress came and made it a little bit easier to build a website. Another company offered a way to survey attendees. MailChimp with email marketing. Another tool for the mobile app. Another tool to check in people at the door. Suddenly you have 8, sometimes 10 different platforms to do all kinds of things that true, like at the time it was manual, but it was a little bit easier to manage. Then the whole solo trend got in. The live engagement at events, the social, local, mobile, so you got many other tools. And getting back to the point we talked before about the event manager being the fifth most stressful job in the U.S. and all that, now it was the rise of the event management platform because you actually needed help with managing your event and all of that technology to even deal with all of those different tools. You need a tool to help manage the tool. So now there are all of the all-in-one event management platforms. What we're trying to do, and what I claim is like the next generation of tools, is not a tool to help you manage the event. It's a tool to help you run more successful events. And I call it an event success platform. And I think that why now? Why now is the time, like why it was not invented before, and what's so different? I think now when you look at us in terms of the technology adoption, we already adopt the technology. When we started, by the way, Visible, we started as an event app. Now we've did that shift into this all-in-one event success platform. 5 years ago, we had to educate planners on why to use technology at all. We couldn't even talk about the data insights that you have by you guys using the agenda. I'll give you an example. Now, I saw many people here already use the agenda and save sessions and interacting with one another. On the back end, Liz now and her team has a lot of information on the level of engagement here, on which sessions were more interesting than others, based on all kinds of signals that you're sending to her with the actions that you are doing on the app, with the actions that you're doing on the website, even before we started. So now we're at a point that because technology is already there, there are a lot of data insights. The stakeholders, sponsors, exhibitors, their expectations have changed. There is a new generation now that is much more tech-savvy, talking about ROI. Now they ask questions about the ROI. They expect you to deliver that. You can't tell them there was an amazing brand awareness, I can tell you, for sure. Right? Now they're looking for something that is a little bit more measurable. In addition, the whole trend of marketing automation, so we're not inventing the wheel here. There are many companies that came with all kinds of great all-in-one platforms like Marketo, like HubSpot, if some of you know them, that they already prove that you can really automate entire processes from email marketing to validating check-ins and reminders and so on. So we're at a golden time now where we can actually embrace those event success platforms to take it from a tool that helps you manage the event to a tool that helps you run a more successful event. And I'm going to share with you a little bit on how we at Visible helped one of our customers, the Lean Startup Conference. It's a 2,000 people tech conference from Silicon Valley. You would think that they would be like the first early adopters of everything, right, at Silicon Valley and all that. But also them, when we first started working with them 2 years ago, they used many manual processes and many different tools. They feel they are not being very productive. And when we started working with them, we really asked them, okay, but you know, we call ourselves an event success platform, but what does that mean? Like, what is success, right? To each and every one of you, success means something else. This is something that I didn't find a way to automate. The question to just ask you to really think on what will make your event a success. And you'd be surprised how many planners actually do not take the time to define goals and actually come up with a definition of what is the desired outcome of the event. So we try to call our customers and actually speak with them and discuss it and even educate and help them define goals. And then we integrate that into our platform and we have you, like, we force you to set registration goals or revenue goals or engagement goals, because if you cannot measure something, you cannot improve it. So it must be measured. And by the way, I'm showing all kinds of sneak peeks into the platform. It's like it's not actually a demo. It does look much, much more than what you're seeing, but I thought that by sharing a story, it will make it a little bit more clear. So this is just an example, and you can see on the left graphs of where you are against your goals. So let's say you set revenue or registration goals to different months. So every time it will tell you, are you behind, are you ahead? And now you're actually empowered to take decisions based on data. Something else, one of the pains they share with us is they really want to maximize, to have the full house, right? If you think about the Maslow pyramid of needs of event planners, the first thing that I found that most plans care about is to have the full house. It's true that we all care about, at the end, the ROI and so on, but if you don't have people in the room, you're stressed and you don't care about anything else. So first, they want help with that. One of the features we recommend to them to use is to take advantage of the power of their attendees and the reach of their attendees, because if you're able to really turn your attendees into your event promoters, that's very, very, very powerful. And that's like the one thing that everyone is trying to do. We looked at how companies like Uber and Dropbox and Airbnb were able to turn their users into promoters with a double-sided incentive. How many of you have ever shared a promo code for Uber? Like many, but why did you do that? One reason, because you helped a friend, so that was amazing. But the real reason is because you got something in return, right? So we thought how we can implement that with ticket sales. So when you buy a ticket, if you have that feature that we call Ticket Boost on, an attendee buys a ticket, after they complete the purchasing process, and incentives come up to share it with their colleagues and friends. And you set the incentive, for example, 15% off or a $50 off, whatever. Then you share it with your friends on social media, on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. When they purchase a ticket with that discount, you get a refund automatically. And with that, we saw that we helped them generate 25 more registrations. And in their case, it translated into 25K. Another feature that we called hot leads. You know that when you purchase something on Amazon, for example, when you're looking at a shoe, and then someone called you for dinner, and then the shoe is chasing you all over the internet? So that's very powerful, because you showed intent that you want to buy that shoe, but then something happened. The same thing with events. People go to your website, they check out the speakers, they maybe start the registration process, and then they leave. Now we enable you to come up with a list of all of the people that started the registration process and left. And not only that, on the right, by the way, there is like an automated campaign that you can run. We saw that you were interested in the event. Here is a 15% off in case you change your mind. This translated into $42,000. So when you think about the difference between an event management and event success, these are features that are built around the event success and not about helping you like manage your event. In terms of improving event productivity, they told us that they're wasting a lot of time on designers and developers and every small change they need to do. They need to call like three different people. And they were really frustrated that they really want to take care of the content and the experience and not with that, excuse my French bullshit, of I need to update like a speaker detail. Like, well, I don't need to call to three people. So with our drag and drop features, you go in a minute, you make an update. You can build your entire event website in less than 20 minutes, and it will look amazing. And it will update on mobile and on the web and with all of your branding across the board. In addition, when we interviewed some of the event planners that were on that team, they felt that they constantly need to report. People ask them, how is it going with the event? What's up? So how many of you use Slack, by the way? Oh, a lot. Slack, it's an amazing platform for internal communication between teams. If you don't use it, I highly recommend it. So we integrated your event feed into Slack. So if you use Slack, now you have the option to see the event pulse on Slack constantly. So every time someone registers, every time someone asks for a refund, every time someone shares your event on social media, you have this sort of like an activity stream which helps the entire team to be connected to the pulse of the event, which is amazing. People find it so useful, so they don't need to ask each other, hey, what's up, how is it going, are we behind, are we ahead? In addition, something that saves a lot of time is just duplicating an event. It sounds like very simple, but they have so much content from their event last year, and they really wanted a way to just duplicate everything and then just make some modifications. So we, with something like very, very small for them, it was a huge step. In terms of boosting attendees' engagement, and I remember someone said here, like the most important thing is satisfaction. I totally agree with that, because with that satisfaction will come ROI and more sponsorship revenue. In terms of boosting satisfaction and in terms of engaging the audience and embracing technology, yes, it's time already? Okay, I promise that I'm gonna be on time. It is red. So this is how you embrace technology. You take advantage of the fact that you guys are on phones and emails to do things like that. And then if you don't measure, you can't improve. So everything is measured on using analytics and insights. Using the community that so many of you use, you're actually building long-lasting relationships, and the event will live much after the day that it's over. And then people keep coming back. Thank you. So Bizabo, like we like to say that it's the new generation of event success. You're welcome to learn more about it. We have a booth over there. By the way, we have a guy over there, his name is Josh. He's taking notes of all of the different sessions. It's at, you can access and download it at welcome.bizabo.com at TexiTalk. And if I got it wrong, so you can search the Twitter feed, and we take notes of everything. So thank you.